Jesus. Thank you, God. Welcome you in this place, Lord. We welcome you in this place, God, in the name of Jesus. We welcome you into our hearts and into our minds on tonight. We lift you up and we glorify you, God, because you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. There is nobody else that is like you, God, in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind, and we just want to exalt you and lift you up on today and let you know just how much we love you, God. We love you on today, Father God, with every morsel and every fiber in our being. We love you on today. Oh, God, hey, God. Oh, God. Hey, God. Oh God, we love you on today, God. Oh, God, we want my money. Oh, God, we want my money. Oh, God, we are poor right now, God. We give you our best praise. We give you our best worship, God. We're not going to worry about who else doing it. We're not going to worry about who ain't doing it. But we're going to individually give you the salutations. We're going to give you the glory. We're going to give you the honor. You're worthy, God. Oh, God, we want to bow down to you on today. We want to reverence you right now. We put every thought to the side, every concern, every worry, every fear, every tear, every doubt, all the stuff. We put it to the side right now, God, because we want to be in your face. We seeking you right now, God. We seeking you with every muscle and every fiber in our being. We want to be in your presence, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know if we in your presence, God, we won't be thinking foul about nobody. We know in your presence, Father God, we won't be thinking ill will about nobody. We know if we in your presence, God, we are my we know that we are in a safe place. Oh God. Oh mama nidalobo shitakasia. So we want to give you the salutations right now before we go any further. Oh God, we are mama nidalobo si. Oh God, we want to just bask in your presence. We want to bask in your presence, God. Hi ya mama nidalobo shitalobo si. Oh God, oh God, rain down your spirit, God. Rain down on your mama, Nidalobo, shed it, I can see. Oh God, I hear the robo, shed it, I can see. Oh God, he called mama, Nidalobo, shed it, I can see. Oh God, he called it, and he did your mom, Nidalobo, see. Oh God. Oh God, he called my mind in it on my little bossy. Oh God, we worship you, Lord. I worship you. I worship you with every morsel and every fiber in my being. Because you are worthy of it, God. He called my mind. Oh God, just to be in your presence is a privilege. It's a privilege and it's an honor, God. He called my mind. And we want to worship you and lift you up on today, Lord. He called it. Oh God, he called my mind and I need a little bossy. There's nobody that deserves it more than you, God. Oh mama, hey God. Hey God. Hey God. And so many times, Lord, in the name of Jesus, they be such an such a rush to get out of your presence, God, but we want to sit right in. I want to sit right in it, oh. I want to see, oh, Baba, share it, oh, see. I get a little man, and then I can see. Oh, God, just the best in your presence to see, so my man, and then I see. It's such a delight, God. Oh, my man, and then oh, man, and then I see. Oh, mama, Dio, Baba, say the Loboche. Oh, mama, Nere Loma, Nere Loboche. Oh, God.
There's somebody here who wants to know. Do you hear me? And he's telling you, yes, I do.
You are so gracious. You are so wonderful, God. You are so kind. Oh, Lord.
Let me come in. I've been knocking for so long.
Oh, God, we want to exalt you on today, God, in the name of Jesus, for simply giving us your son. He is everything that we need. And it's so many times in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we simply forget it. Even we are not mindful. We just simply disregard. Just how powerful his blood was for us.
I'm here for you.
Oh God, you foretold our story of victory. You tried to give us the assurance way before he was even born. Oh, mama, oh God, touch your people, God, that they may know, God, and that they may understand the magnitude of Jesus' birth and death and resurrection. Offer us. Offer us. Oh, mama, I need a little more shit like I see ya. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in this sanctuary, the ones that's on the way, God. Let them move with your little bullshit. Even in your mind, my little bullshit. Open up the revelation of your word on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your people can really understand and really get it, God. Let your word heal us. Let your word resonate in the hearts of your people, God, that they shall not forget it. Because that's our stability, your word, God. Oh, mama, oh, mama, did it emotion. Oh, let it eat emotion. Oh, my mind, did it all go through. In our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that this ain't gonna change or that ain't gonna change or this thing is kind of hard for me to get over or this thing is not gonna be overturned. When I was on my way, I'm just gonna stop this. When I was on my way, the Lord had started showing me some things because I didn't know what He wanted me to say tonight. I didn't know where He was gonna lead me to say. And so, when I was at home, I was studying Isaiah, looking at Isaiah and the scriptures that he had sent me to. But then he was ministering to me about that thing. And then when I pulled up to the church, this thing overtook me. And I was real silent and I just kept listening. And I didn't say anything. I just walked right in and went straight to my office because he was talking hard. And it's so many times that we get disrupted in our lives because of situations and because of concerns and because of things that challenge us, or when he corrects us or he gives us instructions or he mandates us to do different other kind of things. And we get to wondering and thinking, and it causes us to be disturbed because it'd be so much noise going on in our head. That's those thoughts that seems to control us and make us do this or do that, or don't do this or don't do that, or stop and go, or try and then don't try, or be this or be that, or that. It's so much noise going on until we really don't understand the purpose of why Jesus came. We were talking on last night, and in the midst of it, the Lord had shared something with us on the prayer line earlier that morning about a bull. He showed me the head of a bull. And then he started explaining some things to me. And then he showed me the body of it and the action of it. And so as we was discussing that, the Lord started enlightening us. He's so gracious. And scriptures just started coming. And the first scripture that he mentioned was, the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. So in our anger, we ain't doing no right works because we thinking wrong, we acting wrong, we talking wrong, we speaking wrong, we reacting wrong, because of that anger, that wrath. And then today, he started showing me all the different things that causes us to be angry. It can be a conversation. It can be a word said or a phrase spoken. It could be what we see or what we hear. It can be on our jobs, something happened. It could be in our homes with our children, our families. It can even be towards God. It can be towards our own choices that we made. It causes us to get angry, what, even with ourselves. It can be anything. Anything. And the Lord started showing me that all this stuff causes us to be disturbed in our thoughts. Then he started talking about the challenges. He went past the wrath and anger. The challenges. And just that little time for me pulling up and walking to my office, he got to saying, these challenges, they trouble my people. I knew that it was going to be a challenge for them, but I told them, let not their heart be troubled. But they still allow it to trouble them. It troubles them so much in their minds and their thoughts until it changes their heart. He said, my people don't really understand why my son came. They think he just came to save us from sin. Because we would not have even understood what trouble mean if Jesus had not said, let not your heart be troubled. So that's, we could be troubled when we're afraid of something. Yeah. We can be troubled when things don't go our way. Or we ain't got enough money to do what we think we need to do. We could be troubled with sickness in our bodies. Or even what the doctors say or what they don't say. We could be troubled simply by what we see. Or even what we hear. In conversation, a conversation can trouble us. Troubles. He said, don't let it trouble you. But we do anyway. Because we don't understand the magnitude of why the word was made into flesh. Right? He said, everything that you care about, I'm concerned. So give it to me. How did he say, cast your cares on me because I care for you. So casting is to throw. We don't even want to give him our cares. He said, because of that. But this is what we say to ourselves. The Lord don't love me like he loved them because he don't care about me because look at the situation I'm in. Look at what I'm going through. Look at the things that I'm experiencing. So, we care about what people say and what people think about us. We care about mediocre stuff. How much money in our bank account? What they took out, what they spent. We care about what's next. And he told us not to even care about that. He said, because today and the evil in today is sufficient enough. We have to deal with enough trouble in this day. Why are you worrying about tomorrow when you may not even be living tomorrow? You caring about tomorrow. So he started talking to me about the cares that we care. And we don't have to. Why? Because we really don't understand Jesus' entire purpose. Nah. It's been so many incidents and situations and experiences that I've had in my life. And so many different people at different times and in different seasons of my life say, you be so calm. If that was me, I wouldn't be able to handle that. I wouldn't be able to, and I just didn't, see, because I came to the realization of understanding the purpose of Jesus. So I knew and I know I don't have to be troubled. I ain't got to carry them cares. I ain't got, because 99.9% of the time, the stuff that we deal with in our lives, we can't do nothing about it. So why are you troubled about it? When you can just cast it to the Lord. Just get. He say, even if you get to a place or to a point in your life where you've been praying about it, you've been thinking about it, you've been wondering. He say, come all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'm going to give you rest. In other words, I'm going to give you the name of the sermon tonight. Let me give y'all the name of the sermon. Pay attention. Because I don't want you to add no extra words to it. justice of peace. We're going to the book of Isaiah. Justice of peace. What is justice? I want y'all to listen to this. Because every word and everything that we disregard that the Lord have me to preach and teach, that's why you're still stuck. Because I can't make this stuff up. I don't even be knowing what to say now. Okay. Justice of peace. Not justice of the peace. Justice of peace. Justice. It's conformity. To conform to something is what? To cling to it. To cling to it. To believe it, right? Conformity to truth, fact, or reason. It's lack of favoritism toward one side or another. Is that Jesus? Is that Jesus? Because even in spite of us being nasty and ugly and sinful, he don't hold it against us and stop loving us. He hate we do it, but he loves us in spite of us doing it. Is that Jesus? So when I say he's a just God, I'm not just saying a just God. I'm saying he is just. That mean all by himself? It's just him. Because we're not like that towards one another. Absolutely not. Say something I don't like. Do something I don't like. This is us, y'all. Then we're going to look at you cocky at it. We're going to have contempt towards you. Grudges and animosity. That. This is what he told me earlier. Now the scripture that I'm finna give y'all now is not the scripture that I'm in with, because it's gonna lead up to it. What is peace? It's freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. Freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotion. What is peace? It's a state of freedom from a storm or disturbance. So let's go to Isaiah chapter 9. We need to understand who Jesus is. Because we get confused in our situations and our challenges and in the things that we have to deal with. We get confused because of what we see or what we hear. We get confused and we disregard everything that we ever heard, what we were taught, what we read, or what we see. We have not accepted the truth or the word. So We're going to Isaiah chapter 9, and we're going to start at verse 6. Isaiah 4 warned the people of what was to come because they were so disturbed. They had so many oppressive thoughts. Their emotions was all over the place. They lacked freedom within their own self because of a conversation or because of a word, and it could be very true, but they still was troubled by it. They cared so much about it until it caused them to be uneasy in their thoughts, even towards their own selves, let alone somebody else. Verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. The government mean everything and everybody. The laws, the stuff that wasn't working. How about that stuff we couldn't get right? How about that thing that we couldn't change? How about that thing that we couldn't stop doing or stop acting or stop speaking or stop believing? How about any and everything that was contrary to the word, the will, the way, and the purpose and the plan of God that he had for each and every last one of us? The Bible says that a son wasn't just born, but he was given for us so that he could carry all our cares, all our troubles, all our concerns, all our fears, all our tears. And his name shall be called Wonderful. So if he carrying all our stuff, and they say his name is Wonderful, that means he's unusually good. So it's somebody that's so good, it's unusual. It's something marvelous. He's someone that, see, let me tell you how unusually good he is. Even when we know we are wicked and evil and bad, he's so unusually marvelous and wonderful that he see the best in you. See, even though we thought we failed him, he said, hold on, wait a minute. Get up. Don't stay down there. That's unusually good. Even when we felt like we weren't good enough, he said, you're valuable. Oh, they mean me. That I'm not a part of that. I'm not a part of them. I just feel it. He said, how can the ear say, I don't need the head? So how can you say you're not a part of? Because he's unusually good. He's so good until he say, why you think you last, I'm going to make you first. See, we don't understand who Jesus is and what he came for. We don't understand it, because if we did, we wouldn't degrade ourselves and look in the mirror and say we're ugly. We wouldn't degrade ourselves and look in the mirror and say, oh, I'm not good enough. We wouldn't walk around here and be competing with one another. Because he's unusually good. He's saying you are beautiful and wonderfully made. See, we don't understand why he wasn't just born and given to us. See, the Bible says not only will his name be called Wonderful, he'll be called Counselor. So we ain't got to walk around confused. Ha! We ain't got to walk around and allow all the noise and the sounds and the voices in our head to put us in a place where we going every which way but loose, being double-minded because he's a counselor. So I don't need to talk to you, him, her, they. I don't need, because I already got a counselor. I got a counselor. What is a counselor? Y'all got to understand. What his purpose is. A counselor is a person who gives advice. So when he gives you instructions or tell you to do something, then he is allowing you to go into that place of peace. He don't want you to be all disrupted and discombobulated, sin, doing this, doing that, acting this way. He wants you to grow in him. So he want to counsel you. And the only way that he can counsel you is to correct you. The only way that he can counsel you is to make sure that you are not allowing nothing to what distract you. What is a counselor? It's one who has supervisory duties. See, a counselor is going to supervise you. Why do you think God, Jesus said just like this? He told him, submit yourself under the mighty hand of God. Let him supervise you. Because if he supervises you, he's going to be unusually good to you when you're not to yourself. I'm just saying. See, a supervisor helps folk. It's a person whose profession is to conduct lawsuits for clients or to advise about legal rights and obligations. So, are we his clients? We didn't pay him, but he paid the price for us. The Bible I just read it. He carrying all our stuff. He paid the price for you to be in peace. And all you got to do is allow him to counsel you, to supervise you, to advise you, and that's simply to help you. We're talking about Jesus. See, this is why we need to understand the justice of peace. We got to conform ourselves to the truth, to the fact, with reason. The Bible says he's the mighty God. That means nobody and nothing can stand before him. He had me praying tonight. That thing like overtook me. Because when we are in his presence, none of that other stuff can enter in. So if I'm in his presence and I'm praying and I'm worshiping and I'm praying, I'm not distracted in my thoughts. Because I got my mind stayed on him. I'm not troubled by that bill. I'm not troubled by what they say or what they think I should measure up to be. I'm not caring about. The Bible says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. He gave him to us. And the government shall be upon him, so that he could carry all this stuff for us that we keep trying to carry ourselves, and we wonder why our back hurt. And we got a hunch in our back. We wonder why we always stressful and tense and going through anxiety. We wonder why fear overtake us. Because we won't let him carry it. The Bible says he's the everlasting Father. So why you think any and everybody else abandoned you? Everlasting is infinity. Did y'all hear what I say? Until the end of time. What did he say? I'm with you even until the very end of the world. The Bible says he's the Prince of Peace. So what is the Prince? It's somebody that has authority. He got authority over your peace if you allow him to counsel you. He got authority over your peace. Why do he have a... Let me finish. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to what? Order it. That's that prince, that authority. And to establish it with what? Judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will what? Perform it. So I'm not going to be troubled by what I see or what I hear. That bill, that shit off the... I ain't got no control over that. I'm not going to allow it to trouble me. I'm not going to even allow it to take control of my thoughts. Because he said he's going to establish me. So what is established? It's to make firm or stable. It's to show the existence or truth of by what? Evidence. Ooh, that sounded so much like faith. Ooh, that sounded so much like trust. I'm trusting the Lord with all my heart. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding because I don't see that money. Or because if I don't do this and I don't do that, then I may have this and I may have that. You, baby, the Bible says he'll put holes in your pocket. That's what the Bible says. Not me. Why you think you holding on to or this and that, if I don't do this or that, guess what? It'll disappear. You might as well have a game. You might as well. What? Because the Bible says so. Give and it shall be given unto you. In good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. And so this is what he took me to. First Isaiah chapter 1. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good, to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now and let us what? Reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord have spoken it. So what do he mean by that? If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. He ain't talking about all the stuff. You gonna eat all the good. What did you say? The peace. You gonna be, see. Let's go back to Isaiah 9. This is why he was born. He justified it all for us. Not just for sin, but for us to have peace in the knowing that even though it's like scarlet and crimson, he said he'll make it as white as snow because wool is valuable, y'all. Wool is valuable. We need to understand our worth and our value to him. We need to understand just who Jesus is and not what he was, what he is for us. Justice of peace. You ain't got to worry about that situation with your family, baby, because God already done said what he was going to do. He didn't tell you when. But in this time that you are in, he preparing you to enter into the season that he already promised. You ain't got to worry about what you're going through or how you're going through it. He said, I just read it. Learn something. What is that? To mature. It's to grow. And if you confused and don't understand why he's your counselor, go talk to him. Stop talking to yourself. Stop talking to these voices that's running you up the wall, causing you to be double-minded in your faith, in your belief, and in your trust in God. He's a counselor. He's a wonderful counselor. He's unusually good. See, the only way that he can regulate our minds is if we submit ourselves unto him. Submit ourselves unto the Lord. He said, come on, you that labor and are heavy laden, I give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Do you know who Jesus is? Be yoked up with him instead of yoked up with any and everything else. You can stop doing evil. You can stop doing wicked. You can say, I know because I, listen. I'm like Paul, I was a chief. Baby, y'all don't even know. I done shared some of this stuff with y'all. Stuff I tolerate today, I would not have ever tolerated. And I know I'd have been in jail because I did not play at all. With nobody. Just as both. And I used to always tell the Lord this. When he showed me who I was and I accepted it, I said, Lord, just like I was bold and stern and just open, even before I came into your truth, I want to be just like that for you. So I don't care who don't accept it. What did the prophet say? Make my face like a flint. I don't say what you want to say. Think what you want to think. Believe what you want to believe. Feel about me the way you want to. Again, I don't care. I gave that care to the Lord a long time ago. Talk all you want to. He reminded me about that. They talked about Jesus. And what did he do? He didn't say nothing. So I don't say nothing. I let people talk. I don't try to defend myself. Because I know the justice of peace is already here in my mind. I don't let my thoughts cause me to have sleepless nights. Did you hear what I say? If the Lord keeping you up, baby, he dealing with you about something, don't disregard it. Be willing. Be willing to accept that correction. Be willing to accept because he's counseling you. Jesus is a counselor. He is our supervisor. He is our maker, our healer. Stop being tossed to and fro with every wind and doctrine. He had me talk about the last days, y'all. Praying about it. We are in it now. There's no time to fall away. And if you do, all I'm going to do is pray for you as he lead me to. Because I'm praying for myself more now than I ever have in my life, y'all. Because I'm telling you, I don't want to be left behind. Read the book of Revelations. You shouldn't want to be left behind either. Because being left behind, you don't get another chance. It's over. Finished. Done. The end. Complete. I'm never going to stop pressing. Praying. want to go back to that place of being disturbed. Have to take nerve pills. Gotta go talk to a psychiatrist and a psychiatrist. No, no, no. When I submitted myself, and for real, and God started counseling me, baby, I had all kind of withdrawals. I withdrew from sin. I withdrew from shame. I withdrew from embarrassment. I withdrew from hearsay. I withdrew from talking so much. I withdrew from accusing folk. I withdrew from manipulating. I withdrew from deceiving. I withdrew from lying. I withdrew from stealing. Y'all don't get it. Y'all don't get it. The justice of peace. He came that we could be free. Peace says freedom from this and freedom from that. He came that we could be free. He was born and given to us that we could be free from all that. It's no excuse. You do it because you want to. You choose to do it. It's no excuse. You choose to believe another doctrine to make you turn away from the Lord. That's your choice because you know the truth. No. You read the truth because you don't know it. The Bible says if you know it, it'll make you free. You don't know it. And what is the truth? Jesus is the justice of our in every area of our lives, concerning every situation, every challenge. He lets us know we ain't got to worry about money. He says, seek me and my righteousness, I'm going to give you everything that you need. And if you delight and meditate on me, I'm going to even give you what you want. Listen to me. God give me everything I want. In His timing. In His timing. Some things I have to wait on and I'm still waiting. So I'm just telling y'all. I ain't mad at Him in the waiting. Because I want Him to counsel me and supervise me so I can be what? A good steward. I don't want to be selfish. I don't want to be there. But you cannot outgive God. And when you give Him things, what can you give God? Your time, your loyalty, your trust, your praise, your worship, your dedication, your sacrifice. You ought, because you can't give Him nothing else. The only thing that He wants is you. He said, present your body a living sacrifice while you on this earth, while you alive. The perfect song is, Lord, I'm making myself available to you. Are you really available? Is your heart available? Is your mind and your thoughts available? Are you available? Are you? Naturally and spiritually. This is what He wanted me to talk to us about tonight. That we may be able to understand the justice of peace. We ain't got no business walking around here discombobulated, worrying about this, worrying about that, caring about this and caring about that. Jesus came, was born, and was given to us. To give us that assurance, all we got to do is one thing. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Sometimes you just got to look at something, a situation, a concern. I don't care what it is, your money, your house, your car, your family, your children, your lover, your fiance. It don't matter. And just throw your hands up and say, Lord, I trust you with that. Lord, I trust you with him. Lord, I trust you with her. Lord, I trust you with. Because I know you know what's best for me. Why do I trust you with me? Because you said that your thoughts towards me are good. You told me that you was wonderful, so I know you are unusually good. You're going to be unusually good towards me. Because you want me to have a future. Is anybody getting this? Y'all study the book of Isaiah. It'll help you grow and mature. That you may be able to understand some things. Woe to the abusers of justice. Chapter 10, read it. Oh, he know my heart. He'll forgive you. Okay, the Bible says, woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees and that write grievousness which they have prescribed to turn aside the needy from judgment and to take away the right. Woe to y'all. Woe to us. Woe to him. Woe to her. Woe to that. I'm telling you. Y'all need to study Isaiah. Because I'm scared of them walls. Because I have seen it. He said, I turn my back to your calamity. Who wants the Lord to turn their back on them? We walking around here talking about, oh, the Lord already turned his back on me. No, no, you turned your back on him. Because if you let him supervise you or counsel you, or you following instructions or doing what he tell you to do for you, baby, everything will fall in line. Let me tell you, I just see a smooth sheet of steel. It'll get smooth. Telling you what he just showed me. It'll get smooth. I'm telling you. And when it do get a lump in it, because he refining you with that fire, when you walk over it, you'll melt it and it'll smooth right on out again. I hope y'all hear what the Lord's saying to the church. I hope y'all understand it. Who he is. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, they are three in one. So have peace in your home, in your heart, concerning that situation, concerning that person, concerning that marriage, concerning that child, concerning you, concerning your, know who Jesus is and why he was here. I ain't even got my music connected. I want you to play God Is. Because he is. We need to understand this stuff. We walking around here all divided and don't want to do this and don't want to do that. And I ain't doing this and don't feel like this and don't feel like that. Don't you know? Jesus did not want to do what he did for us. Because when he prayed, he said, Lord, take this cup away from me. And then he snapped out of it and said, nevertheless, your will. Stop being so self-willed. Experience the unusual goodness of God in your life. I'm telling you. Turn that up a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. It's praying time. Write down all that stuff that concerns you or that troubles you. Or that you got so much care about that you lifting it up higher than God. After you get through writing it down, put it on the altar. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word. He knows just what we need. Thank God I stopped caring about what people say about me or what, even what they think about me. I said, say, Lord, why so many people hate me? Why did it? He said, they don't hate you. They hate the God they see in you. That's what they hate. They hate what they see inside of you because they have not yet obtained it. It caused them to be resentful, angry. And all they got to do is what you did. Submit. Let them counsel you. Let them be your peace. And that disturbance by trusting him. Because he everything that you could ever, ever imagine. Everything that you're looking for. Everything that you think you need. Oh, I need more money. He said the earth is his and the fullness thereof, the silver and the gold. But you troubled by that. Afraid. Well, what's next, Lord? He said, don't even worry about that. Oh, Lord, I can't do this. I hold all power with my hand. Lord, you said that you gave it. I give you wisdom to get wealth. He gives us the I have been telling y'all this for almost the last year. We were designed for what? Victory. If you don't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, your Savior from it all, you will never receive it. He said, accept him as your Lord and Savior. Is he your Lord? Make him your Lord over that money. Make him your Lord over that job. Make him that Lord over that husband. Make him your Lord over that wife. Make him your Lord over that child. Make him your Lord over that stuff. Because he is your peace. He your counselor. He any and everything that you need him to be. That's why we ain't got no peace at the promises that he give us, because we so worried about the promise until we ain't got no peace because we ain't trusting. Come on, somebody. Your peace should be in trusting the promise. And what is the promise? His word. And guess what? He can't lie. That alone should give you peace. Lord, in your timing. Nevertheless, your will gone. God is the joy and the strength of my life. All pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave. He never ever fall short of his word. I just said that. God, y'all got to get it and know who Jesus is. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm coming to you on behalf of your people. I'm asking you to cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross, God. You know any and everything that we need, what we desire, and even what we want. I'm asking you right now to touch us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and open up our hearts that we may be able to accept your son that you gave to us, Father God. Accept him as our Lord and our Savior, knowing, Father God, that any and everything that concerns us, God, we got peace in it because he can handle it. Any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus that trouble us, we got peace in it because his arms is not slack. Any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, he called it a lobosha, that we care about. We know that it is not impossible for y'all to fix it. Oh God, so we coming to you on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we asking you to enter in. We asking you to enter into our situation, our concern, our fear, our tears, our doubts, and any and everything, Father God, that's causing us to go into a place of being double-minded in the things that you have already said. Lord, we're asking you to establish us, Father God. We're asking you to give us that rest that we need inside of you, Father God. You said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that there is absolutely nothing that you can't handle. We trust you on today. Lord, we casting our cares at your feet. We give you every problem, every worry, every concern. We're giving you all the stuff that we're going through in our homes and our marriages, with our children, Father God, on our jobs, Lord, with our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, Father God. We're giving you all these things, Father God, that concerns us. You said that you are going to perfect it. So in that perfecting it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to give us a heart to want to learn. Give us a heart, Father God, that we may open it up, Father God, that we may be able to mature, Father God, in this time, that we may be able to enter into that season that you already promised. Oh, Lord, prepare our heart. Prepare our mind that our thoughts will get right. Help us on today, Father God, to understand that you are our counselor. Lord, we will not be confused, because you are not a God of confusion, but a love, power, and of a sound mind. So give us that soundness that we need, God, that we will not be triggered in conversations. We will not be triggered by what we see. We will not be triggered by things that even was done to us, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would sustain your people. Open up our hearts that not only accept it, that we may be able to receive it, God. Continue to teach us and show us, God. Continue to help us, Father God, in any and every area of our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And remove all pride and haughtiness and daintiness on today, Father God, that we would be saturated, Father God, in your humility, meekness, and your lowliness. Oh God, I'm asking you to do a new thing in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will even be more concerned about our body. We'll be more concerned, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of what we're doing to our body, or what we're not doing, or what we should be. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be more concerned about how we treat people, what we say, Lord, because these are all the things that you sent your son Jesus to teach us, Lord. Give us the love that we need down inside of our hearts, that we will be sincere about it. We will be true and real. Remove the masks, Lord. Help us to stop pretending and being so religious, Lord. But let us be real and true, because you say them that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord. Let us not be so distracted in our minds and even in our hearts on today, Father God. Remove the hardness of the heart and the stiff neck, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give us a heart to accept your correction and your guidance. Complete the work that you've begun in each and every last one of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you have already ordained us all to be undefeated, Lord. You say we are more than a conqueror. You say we are overcomers, Lord. That means we are undefeated. Help us to accept it, Father God, and think more positive, because you said, what a man thinketh, so shall he be. So these things that are happening to us negatively, Lord, it's because of our ill thoughts that we have, even towards our own selves. Let us not be so self-willed, God. Let us submit ourselves under your mighty hand, God. Let us continue to study to show ourselves approved, to rightly divide the word of truth, Father God. So even if we see, hear, or even watch some things, Lord, that we will know your truth, God, and we will help your truth to make somebody else free. Put coals of fire on our tongue, that it'll burn up any and everything that's not like you, God. That we will only speak the oracles of you. Let us not be so easily persuaded, Father God, to turn our backs on you. Let us not be so easily persuaded, Father God, to think this and think that. Because, Lord, you said, your sheep shall hear your voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Let us not follow the stranger's voice, Father God, that's trying to lead us away from your truth. Give us completeness on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will fall in obedience, Father, and not rebel against your word. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and remove any division. Sustain your people, God. Open up their hearts that they may know that God is a just God. And that is you all by yourself. Lord, every prayer that we put on the altar, I'm asking you to consider every prayer that we got on the wall, the ones that's even hidden down in the inside of our hearts that we never even say anything about. We're giving it unto you today. We're shaking off some stuff. Yeah. We're shaking off some stuff that we have been carrying, Father God. When you said we can give it all to Jesus, he'll carry it for us. So we emptying ourselves right now and decluttering our hearts, Lord, and giving it all unto you. Take it, Lord. Even now, God, we're making our petition known in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank Thank you, Jesus.
God is. God is.
You may be seated if you want to. I hope it was something that was said on tonight that'll help you to understand who God is. Don't go back to them old thoughts. Recognize and realize who he is. Please recognize who he is. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the one that can settle any and everything. Trust me. I know from experience. I know from experience what he can do. Because he did it for me. And again, he ain't got no respect for persons. If he did all this for me, I know he'll do it for you. Submit yourself under the mighty hand of God. And watch what he do for you. As you do the work. You gotta do the work. You can't be lazy. You gotta do the work. Give your people the strength they need, Lord. Even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ready to get our offering, and then we're going to get ready to dismiss. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to hold you guys. He gave y'all what he gave me, and when he done, I am done. I hope it was something that was said on tonight that encouraged you. And make you to understand just who Jesus is.
Donna, pray for us.
Just who he is and what he can do for you. You, and you. We're going to get ready to get our offering.
See you again, my friend. I'm excited about your win.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank God for Jesus.